In this bulletin, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's lead as preferred PM drops in the latest news poll. The US state of Washington braces for a white nationalist rally on the anniversary of last year's racially charged violence in Charlottesville. And in the NRL, the Melbourne Storm suffer a disappointing loss to Cronulla. With the latest SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Labor has retained a 51-49 lead over the coalition on a two-party preferred basis in the latest news poll. The coalition's primary vote is down 2 points to 37%, while Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's lead over Labor leader Bill Shorten as preferred PM has been cut from 19 to 12 points. The ALP's primary vote has fallen 1 percentage point to 35%. One Nation's primary vote has jumped 2 percentage points to 9%. The US state of Washington is bracing for a white nationalist rally organized to coincide with the anniversary of last year's racially charged violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Unite the Right event is set to take place at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, local time, in Lafayette Square, across the street from the White House. Several demonstrations by counter-protesters are already underway, and police say they will do all they can to keep both sides apart after street brawls broke out last year. This Black Lives Matter protester says she's come to participate against the nationalist rally.
I think a lot of times people are asking me, aren't you afraid of the white supremacists? And I think that, of course, right, they're a violent organization of people. However, I'm a lot more afraid of what happens if we don't confront white supremacy today.
Environment group Friends of the Earth says questions can still be asked about the federal government's $500 million grant to the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg says he made the submission for the $444 million grant through proper cabinet process. He says the funding meets objectives to protect the reef, is value for money and complies with grant guidelines. But Labor Senator Christina Keneally says she believes the grant was handed over in a rush without a tender process. And Friends of the Earth Australia spokesman Cam Walker has told SBS he has serious concerns about the process.
There are many, many NGOs working to protect the reef and they're working very frugally. I think this entity doesn't have a clear track record of doing productive work on the reef in terms of delivering outcomes. So I think there's probably a range of other groups that would have been better recipients for these funds.
A new survey from Universities Australia has found about 1 in 7 students in 2017 regularly went without food and other necessities because they could not afford them. For regional students and those from low socioeconomic backgrounds, that figure rises to 1 in 5, while 1/4 of Indigenous students went without because of financial hardship. Universities Australia Chief Executive Katrina Jackson says many students are forced to defer studies or reduce their course loads.
I mean, surely what we want is for students to be able to make the most of that period in which they're studying. So the challenge is spread right across the spectrum, from being concerned about what you can do in terms of being hungry, to working too much, to making those heartbreaking decisions about deferring your course or cutting down to part-time because you just can't afford to keep on attending.
NASA's Parker Solar Probe has started on a 7-year mission to collect data on the sun's atmosphere. The probe is on an unprecedented quest that will take it straight through the outer solar atmosphere, just 6 million kilometres from the sun's surface. The spacecraft is expected to fly past Venus in October before its first solar encounter in November. Altogether, it will make 24 close approaches over the next 7 years. To the NRL, and Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy has questioned his team's hunger to defend their NRL title in a stinging assessment of their performance in their 17-14 loss to Cronulla. The Sharks stopped the Storm's return to the top of the ladder and helped their own top four hopes. Bellamy says his side needs to change its attitude quickly.
This might be a little bit harsh, but it looks like we lack a little bit of hunger at the moment, to me. I thought we started the game, looked like we're waiting things to happen instead of making them happen. I'm not quite sure why that would be at the moment. But it's like we're not willing to work really hard for things to happen, and we'll need to change.
Meanwhile, the West's Tigers have put a week of drama behind them to hold off Canberra with a 22-20 win. The victory keeps the Tigers' final hopes alive. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, a possible late shower, 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. 15 for Melbourne with some showers. Hobart, light showers, 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, also 14. Wollongong, wind easing, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, wind easing, sunny, 21. 20 in Newcastle, also sunny. Brisbane, sunny, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And in Darwin, sunny, 22. I'm Michelle Rimmer, and this is SBS News.